Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, right to Frank Cusimano from KSTK. A lot of stuff to talk about, including what's going on, because I've seen some lawsuit stuff out there with this fifth-year eligibility rule in the NCAA. Was there some tweaking that happened, Frank?
Yes. Well, a St. Louis County judge ruled yesterday that Sterling Webb, who was a fine defensive tackle from Westminster Christian Academy, who plays for Mizzou, can play a fifth year. And so Coach Drink signed him to a deal. He took his physical yesterday, and he will now get 5 years of college eligibility. As we speak, Mark Mitchell, the star player from Mizzou's basketball team last year, is involved in litigation and also trying to get that fifth year. I've texted Coach Gates. I haven't gotten a response, but I know he's extremely close with Mark. If Mark Mitchell wants to return to your team, I don't know how you can say no, even if your roster is already filled.
Well, I would agree.
All this stuff is evolving. College coaches seem to come up with the money. I mean, just think about Drink's roster was completely filled. Then all of a sudden, you got to come up with six figures for, you know, Sterling Webb. So the money is always there.
But is this something that the universities are going to appeal, or is this it moving forward?
The universities are, like, in favor of it. It's the NCAA that they have to fight
right
in court.
I got you.
And here's the interesting thing. Like, Bob Blitz was the attorney for Sterling Webb, and the case was heard in St. Louis, Missouri. You think you're going to lose that case? Please.
Good point. It's a good point. All right. The Cardinals, there's been no Cardinals trade. Say, look, this has just been, I guess, maybe what we expected. It's been said because the starting pitching, you know, the last two starts by Pallante, Dusty May had a great outing. Leahy's had great outings, but they have just collapsed in the late innings, and the Cubs took, you know, 3 out of 4, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's about the offense. To paraphrase James Carville, it's the offense, stupid, right now. I mean, Walker hasn't hit a home run since the All-Star break. Nupar's power numbers are down despite the home run. We can't get our center fielder to hit. The third baseman is not hitting. Alec Burleson has not hit with power. I mean, it's all about the offense. It's the worst in baseball over the last 30 games.
All right, Frank. We are nearing the time. In fact, I think by the time that you join us on Monday, the deadline will either be about to hit or it will have already hit. So this is the final time we can talk this through before any trades are made. A lot of rumors swirling about some different guys. What do you expect the Cardinals to do at the upcoming trade deadline?
Well, I'd be stunned if Lars Nootbaar is on this team on Monday. I would be stunned if Dustin May is on this team. I think it's a little tougher to trade Romero because the appendicitis. I think Riley O'Brien, maybe that's 50-50. And then the real interesting stuff will be, I mean, do you move players who you really like?
Right.
I mean, you like Ivan Herrera a lot. You like Alec Burleson a lot. But when you have a chance to finish last in your division, which is, you know, there's a distinct possibility of that happening, everybody's on the block except the two W's, Walker and Weatherholt. I mean, some people think it's preposterous to even consider Mason Wynn being traded, but I know that J.J. Weatherholt can play short. I don't want to trade Mason Wynn, but if some team is in love with him and they'll give you a future number one or number two starter, everything should be considered.
What's coming up on the show on Sunday night? I'm guessing you're going to focus on some of this.
Yes, we visit with Tony La Russa, the Cardinal manager, who I sat down today. He's in town. And then we have one other story that's going to be unbelievable. He is 89 years old. He is a barefoot skier. He drives Corvettes, cuts wood, and barefoot skis 36 miles an hour. His name is Gene Tucci. He's one of the most interesting guys I've ever met.
That is nuts.
Wow.
You have me on that one for sure. By the way, is Tony doing okay health-wise? Can you tell us that?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked this. Because the last time people have seen Tony in town, oh my goodness, what's wrong?
Right, right.
Well, he had to beat cancer. He looks and sounds like $1 million. He's back to the old Tony La Russa telling me I ask bad questions. I mean, everything was just great.
That's great.
That's when you know he's back, right? That is awesome. I never got to know Tony that well, but the one thing I remember is being at a table at a charity event, and Mike Grimm, remember Mike used to work at KMOX, he's in Minneapolis, and Mike had just gotten a cat. He wasn't really a cat guy, and I am a cat guy, and he tells La Russa that he just got a cat, and Tony, straight face,
big animal
he goes,
guy.
What do you mean? He's got one cat, you got to have two. And I'm like, I'm with Tony, but it was so funny because he was dead serious about that, and I have four now, so you can tell him that. Frank, have a great weekend. We'll talk on Monday.
Sounds great.
All right, take care. That's Frank Cusumano. Awesome. Well, we'll see what happens this weekend, Ethan. I'm very curious. It's just the big bummer is the offense was exciting. We always thought that the Cardinals could kind of come back in the late innings. Now it's kind of flipped the script, and you know, I'm excited to see Quinn Matthews. But in order for Quinn Matthews to be on the roster, they got to clear a spot, right? And they haven't done that yet.
Yep, they'll have to clear a spot, which makes you wonder if, you know, they did just add that reliever, Peter Strzelecki, a couple of days ago, so maybe that's a guy they DFA. Otherwise, I think they might try to make a trade before that to open up a spot.
One
of those two things
might happen. Right. All right, we're coming back. Hey, we got a big hour still to come. Kilmeade's going to be with us, actor and comedian TJ Miller at 5:30.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.